Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
What if Klay Thompson is not the only dub this year who's playing for Orlando next year?
What do you mean?
What about that, Dan Dibley?
That's a tease right there, buddy.
What about that?
Are you talking about the birthday boy?
Whose birthday is it?
Chris Paul.
I thought it was Willie Mays.
Maybe it was yesterday Chris Paul's birthday.
They had the same birthday?
I saw something from Lucas on that.
Yeah. Chris Paul, he is now officially 39.
That was from me, but yeah, he's 39.
And, my bad, Grandy.
And Grandy was correct, so.
Is it today?
Yep.
Correct.
They have the same birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Different years.
Couple of legends.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, different years. Yeah, Chris a little older.
Do you want to know what my question is? We've been calling Chris Paul 39 for the whole year, but he was 38.
Yeah, I called him 38 all year.
I called him 39.
You called him 39 when you wanted to disrespect him. When you want to disparage him, you say 39.
I only wanted to disrespect him.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I wanted to do
you
all year.
You almost came around on him. It was close.
No, I did. I did. I'll tell you what. If you want to call it disrespect, come on now. I'm not writing diss tracks like everybody else today.
Don't be disrespectful.
Totally.
The only thing negative, how about that?
Okay.
Only once did I do it after the year started. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't, and by the way, I was not alone at all. I did not like the idea of Chris Paul being a Warrior.
Right.
I can feel that way preseason and also be big enough to look at what he did for the year and go, hey, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He did a good job. I'll give him that. I give him that.
It's good, good year.
He did a good job.
In the role that he was...
Still Chris Paul, and I still have rooted against him my entire life
exactly.
And had a hard time with him being on the team.
Is he the other Warrior who is maybe going to be a Magix? Is that who you're referring to?
Ryan Russillo on the Bill Simmons podcast.
It's funny, because I actually think like two Warriors would fit the bill here.
Oh.
You go, all right, well, could Chris Paul play 20 minutes and unclog some of these? Because what I don't want them to do is I don't want them to bring in somebody so ball dominant that then it takes away from some of Paolo's possessions. It's one of the hardest things with all these talented players, be like who overlaps and then who complements with their skill set or really even their mindset of how they want to attack the game. So I think they need some kind of guard that's a little bit more deferential that could still shoot. But you know, I don't know what people think of Chris Paul now at this point. And I don't know if this team would be good enough for him to sign on for less money. And that's why I still think Clay is going to make a lot of money somewhere. Because on top of everything else, he's a great teammate. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And I think despite the Sacramento game and the play-in elimination, he salvaged himself somewhat this season from the lows of him, you know, almost having these open therapy sessions with the media after the game, which is not surprising for somebody like him and his stature to go through everything he went through.
Ryan Russillo, again, Bill Simmons podcast. I kind of agree with him, and I'll admit that I've gone a little back and forth on this. You know, Pincus came on with us a few weeks ago, sort of made it sound like, I don't know if anybody's going to really offer Clay that kind of money. And so for a minute, I'm like, huh, let me think about that. And I'm not sure. And the landscape changes every time someone gets eliminated. But as you look at this right now and think about how many, this is what I look for with Clay. How many teams out there are like, All we need is A, dude, knock down a three and tell these pups how to win in the postseason. That's all we need. Is there anybody out there like that? Can we go shopping for that guy? If I am, and they're still in it, so they haven't even lost a game yet, but if I'm Oklahoma City, if I'm Orlando, if I'm Cleveland, if I'm any of these, even, I mean, hell, the Knicks, if I'm one of these younger teams and I need someone who can do two things, knock down a J and teach me how to do the Dougie. Like, I mean, teach me how to do the damn thing in the end. If I need that, who's out there? Klay freaking Thompson.
Yeah.
And I will pay for it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a good number.
I think he'll get a good number. I don't know if it'll be all the way up to 30, but it'll be more than the 24 that the Warriors reportedly offered. And OKC, number one in the league in three-point shooting. So I don't know if they necessarily need a shooter.
No, I'm not.
They need more of that OG
right
to that point. And I think that he would fit them well. It was interesting when we talked to Eric Pincus, who's really good on the NBA salary cap and the money and all the rest of it. Because most of the teams that have money are the bad teams, except for Orlando. That's why I think the fit is almost too perfect, because Eric was talking about Detroit and how much money they have. And, well, Klay Thompson wouldn't go in there and help them in any real way to go from a 14-win team to a 25-win team. Fine, maybe he could do that, but that's not what Klay's looking for, and it's not what Detroit's looking for either. So of all the teams that have money, most of them are the bad teams, except for Orlando, which is why I think, and it's surprising to me that we heard about it so soon, because Orlando just lost yesterday. I was in my car yesterday listening to that game, thinking, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. How are they going to lose this game? They were dominating Cleveland for so long.
They were up by 18.
And yet here we are, not even a full day later, and the mutual interest vibe is already being talked about.
Yeah, because these conversations are underway. Why do you think we're sitting here talking about this every day? The conversations are underway. Agents are not in 1-2-3 Cancun. They're not. Actually, maybe they are, but they're on the phone. Let's go to D Money and Hayward. Hey, D Money, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Willard? What's up, Dibs?
What's good?
What's going on?
Tried to play hooky today from work, but I didn't know the wifey was home today also, so I'm in the garden right now. But, man, the thing about Klay Thompson is, man, he didn't play himself into a contract. He played himself out a contract with that performance he pulled out in the last game of the season, man. We showed him the loyalty by giving him that deal when he tore his knee in 19, and he, two out of the 4 years, he rehabbed that knee, collected free money. He should do us a solid and take whatever we're offering him, and let's go.
Yeah, it's not the way that works.
Doesn't work that way, D-Money. And I mean, you know that. And by the way, he doesn't look at it that way, and he shouldn't look at it that way. I mean, if I'm a player, I'm not rehabbing off of a torn ACL and a torn Achilles, which is hell, so I'm told. Thank goodness, I've never had either injury. I'm told that it's hell, especially when you are having to do it to the level of being an elite athlete. You don't look at giving up ligaments out of your body and think that you're doing the team a favor. You don't. It's not like he. When you say he sat there collecting money, do you know what he was actually doing that year? Working his butt off, D-Money.
Yeah, I know he was rehabbing, but it was just the thought. I mean, they didn't look at him as damaged goods and said, you know, that's it. We're going to move on from here. You know, they actually believed in him, and I'm just saying, like, for him to turn around and try to go for more money this year, it's like, man, you're at the tail end of your career. You made more than enough money. Why not just say, do the Warriors a solid so we could get some free agents around and go out with a bang?
So, D Money, let me ask you something now, because you're kind of coming from the spot that I really want to talk to today. What if I told you he doesn't want to stay?
Well, I think that'd be a good thing for the Warriors. Honestly.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fine, but how would you view that from Klay?
I would look at it as if he was more on a. Thinking of himself more and looking at the money more and looking at more opportunities elsewhere to be the guy, which at this age, you really can't be the guy, but it's going to be a money thing at the end. I mean, if you wanted to stay here and stay with the team that drafted you and build your legacy, you would go ahead and take the 24 that they offered you before the season even started.
It's always interesting. D-Money, thanks. It's always interesting to me. I get it. We're fans of a team, so therefore we get romantic about a team. If you're a fan of a team, like a real fan of a team, that's the only constant. The constant is the jersey, right? The team,
yeah,
the team itself, not the players. So I think sometimes we fall into that trap of viewing these conversations through the lens of the team. And therefore, then we end up calling the player selfish financially when it is the team that is making way more money.
Right, right.
And in fact, is directly getting the money from you, the fan, and calling the player selfish for thinking about himself. Who the hell else is he supposed to think about?
Exactly. I mean, the player is supposed to get the most money that he can possibly get. And then when you sign a contract, your job is to do your best for that organization. Do the best that you can. And Klay Thompson had 2 years where he was hurt, and they paid him anyway. It doesn't mean that now that he's going into free agency, he's got to think about that and go, you know what? They did me a solid. I'm going to come in and play for the minimum
right,
now.
Right, but he got hurt doing what?
Playing basketball, Mark.
For who?
For, well, not the second time.
Not he was the out second there, time, but right.
But for the Warriors, yeah.
For the Warriors.
And then, he, like you said, he goes in there and he does all the work to try to make it back, and he's almost back, and he gets hurt again. And so.
And then he comes back from that and wins another ring.
Title, yeah. So he doesn't owe the Warriors anything.
Nothing. Nothing. Like, have any of you ever filed for workers' comp? When you're done with that problem, are you like, God, I owe everything to the organization. I'm not thinking of me anymore. I owe it to Home Depot to be there in my orange smock tomorrow and for the rest of my life. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-957-9570. Have you considered, and that's all I'm asking anyone to do, have you considered that maybe Klay wants to be on a different team? And how does that affect the way that you look at this whole thing? This is Willard and Dibs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Kick it! Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I know some of you might be on YouTube or the app, but do you all sing Totalmente the same way we do when it comes on?
Every time.
Do you guys do that? Totalmente!
That's really good.
Do you do that? Because we do that.
Totalmente.
That's also good.
Yeah. You and I both, like, one of us will just shout that out in the middle of a commercial.
Just sing it.
We might do it in here when the commercial's not on.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm trying to find ways to get the word pneumococcal into my regular conversation. Pneumococcal pneumonia. You know, like that game that the guys play, like, when you're on TV tonight, like, drop this word in. Yeah. I'm trying to do that. I haven't figured it out yet. How to get pneumococcal into the regular.
It's less fun, though, because it's a disease and all.
Well, right. Thanks for bringing us down, though.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Thank you, Lucas.
Totalmente.
There you go.
He brought us back.
You started good, and then you got nervous. Did you hear that?
He did.
During the mente, he was like, oh, shoot,
I'm out
of pocket.
That's where you really make the money is the mente.
Yeah. You got to go. Try it again, Lucas, all the way through now.
Totalmente.
Yeah, I got
worse. I tried at least.
I'll keep trying.
Totalmente.
Yeah, Grandy.
Yeah.
Man.
There you go.
Impressive.
Man.
Good job, Grandy.
Too bad that Steiny and Goo aren't still here since they love to sing on the air. So we
Steiny likes musicals.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, the king and I.
Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're talking this out. Sham Sharania, FanDuel TV on Klay Thompson.
The Magic can open up in excess of $60 million in cap space this offseason. So they're going to be players. When you think about free agency and other moves that can be made, you look at scoring. In Game 7, obviously struggled a little bit to score the ball, especially in the second half of the game when the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell kept coming for them. So you look at the point guard position, but also shooting and scoring on the wing. And one name to keep an eye on, Klay Thompson. I'm told there is mutual interest between the Magic and Klay Thompson. Thompson, along with several other vets around the league, are looking at the Magic as a situation where if you plug in a guy like Klay Thompson, you plug in another veteran player, whether it be at the point guard position, the shooting guard position, this team can make a real jump around Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, both guys. Paolo Banchero, already a star, already a guy that's been a part of Team USA. Franz Wagner has the ability to potentially be an all-star as well. But if you plug in some more shooting and scoring, I think that's what can take this Orlando team to another level.
Okay, so that's from Shams. And you know what I dig about this maybe more than anything is that it finally puts this sort of like out there example that we've been throwing around for 2 months, and it just got real.
Right.
Everyone, like,
well, you know Orlando.
Say Orlando offers him 30.
It's always Orlando.
Then what would you do? Like, what if for example, Orlando.
It's always Orlando.
Yeah, forget it. It's Orlando.
Yeah.
And others would be my guess. But Orlando for sure. And how does it hit you that the word mutual is in there? How does that hit you? There is mutual interest between Klay Thompson and the Orlando Magic. And I'm getting, and I see it, you know, those of you out there that are on social, I see the blowback a little bit. The quote is out there, and I will stand on this quote big time because, by the way, you cannot legislate the way someone feels about something. And my gut, this is not a report, my gut is telling me that Klay Thompson's just not happy. He's not happy.
He didn't look happy the past year or two.
I think it's funny the way people, and not like a lot of people are responding to it in a good way, others not so much. There's a lot of like, what on earth are you talking about? Klay talks all the time about how he wants to stay. Oh, does he? Show me. Send me the quotes. Send me the sound clip. I'd love to see it. Did he ever say it after the beginning of this year? When the Warriors had to sit him down in the offseason and say, my friend, you're gunning too much. And then at the beginning of the year, when they had to sit him down again and say, you're gunning too much. And then Steve Kerr would, for instance, come on, I don't know, like the Willard and Dibbs show on 95.7 The Game in February and say this.
It means that I think Klay is starting to reconcile everything that's happened, you know, between the injuries, you know, the just the way the last couple of years have gone. I think, you know, really he's had a hard time these last couple of years trying to do that, and I think it's starting to happen. You know, part of being effective later in your career when you've slowed down a little bit or you've had some injuries like Clay has, part of that is embracing and accepting those changes. And if you fight them like Clay does sometimes, then it's just going to lead to frustration. But you can understand it. You know, he's played at such a high level for so long. And, you know, imagine being able to do what Clay has done over the years and then suddenly you can't do it as often. I mean, there's huge frustration that comes with that. But I just think he's starting to understand things a little better. As I said, kind of reconcile them and be okay with things. And you saw the way he played last night. You know, he's been much more patient, more solid, you know, the last week or so, and that'll pay off for him.
Follow the breadcrumbs. Steve Kerr is on our show in February saying starting to reconcile.
Right.
That's a phrase. He's starting to reconcile in February. He was benched 2 months after saying in a press conference, "You're going to bench me?" After a year where he's holding up four fingers in Phoenix and getting thrown out of basketball games. After having multiple closed-door meetings with Steve Kerr. And no, he didn't ever say this year, "I badly, badly want to be back with the Warriors." He was given the opportunity to. This is what he said.
"Obviously, you want to keep winning. I mean, when you've been a part of winning seasons, you don't really want to go away from that. So I would like to win again. One for the thumb would be nice. I still think it's in reach. It's just going to, yeah, take a huge effort. But other than that, got to think about that. What will really make you happy in the last, you know, few years of your career?"
What would make you happy?
In the last few years of your career?
I think it's all pretty much out there for anybody who wants to get out of their feelings that these last 2 years have not made him happy at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
At times, definitely he's been happy, but it's been up and down. It's been off the bench, and now you're a starter. And like you said, he was criticized, and fans have come after him. And we know that these guys hear everything that's out there. And Clay's a sensitive guy. And you look at a situation where it hasn't gone that smoothly for the Warriors or for Clay Thompson, and he hasn't necessarily loved his role. And like you said, they had to talk to him about him hunting his shot too much and multiple closed-door meetings to try to get him to come to terms with where he is in his career. And Steve Kerr back in February talking about Clay starting to reconcile. And Clay is 34 years old. He'll be 35 next year. And if he signs a couple-year deal, this is probably going to be the last contract that he signs. It's going to be the last 2 or 3 years of his career. So how does he want to have the rest of his career go? Does he want to stay with Golden State in this role of maybe you're a starter, maybe you're a sixth man, and you're forever chasing your own legacy? Or go somewhere new, fresh start, maybe make a little bit more money, and, you know, have people, teammates who've never heard your stories, they've never met Rocco, they've never, you know, had a chance to get to know Clay before. And sometimes when you go to a new destination, as you know, you and I have both moved around in this business a few times, and you get to a new spot, and it's fresh and it's exciting again to be a part of a new team and a new situation and a new city. And sometimes that's all you need.
I just look at it the way that, I mean, I see what I see. I'm not in the guy's head, but I know that he did not like the contract offer that he was given at the beginning of the year. We know that he is, quote unquote, in his own head. That's not only about the Warriors. But we know that he said in a press conference, "You would never dare bench me," and then was benched. We know that he has had multiple closed-door meetings with Steve Kerr that Steve has openly talked about was about getting his head straight with what's happening in his career. These are all things we know. We know this. I don't think when you watch Klay Thompson play basketball the last couple of years, are you really going to kid yourself and tell yourself that he looks like he's having fun? That used to be the Warriors' thing. Playing with joy. I don't see it. I see it usually something with Steph. I see it with Steph. You know, I don't see it with, quite frankly, just about anybody else. And it's understandable. They're getting older. They're not as good. All of that. But I do think that Warrior fans, this is I would suggest that you get out of your romantic feelings with regard to what this is. Klay Thompson is not, in his mind, defined by being a Golden State Warrior. He's not. I know you want him to be. I know we do.
I don't think any of these guys are defined by that.
No, they don't look at it that way. Blake Snell was signed and said, right in the front of everybody with a microphone, I don't give a rip where I play. It doesn't matter where I play. Why'd you pick San Francisco? I don't even know where I am right now.
Right.
We're not even in San Francisco while we're having this conversation. We're all over the world. We're at the ballpark. I get up. I go to the yard. I go home. I go to bed. What bed? I don't know. Sometimes it's a hotel. Sometimes it's my bed. Then in the off season, for a bajillion dollars, I get to go wherever the hell I want. If it's Tiburon, it will still be Tiburon, even if he plays for the Orlando Magic. Sorry. I just think that that's the way they look at it, and they should.
Right.
This is their job. Not their definition. I know it's different for us. We're fans.
Right, and we all want to romanticize it, especially when it comes to Steph, Clay, and Dre. And you and I have had this conversation on this very show about wanting them to end their career as Warriors and how cool that would be if the three of them continued to play together and ended their career together and they never put on another uniform. That would be awesome, and we would like that as fans. But Klay Thompson, I don't know if he shares that. Probably not. And Draymond Green, if he didn't get his four-year deal, you think that he wouldn't have gone elsewhere to ply his trade somewhere? Of course he would have. And Steph Curry is going to be the tough one if, after two more years under contract, maybe he gets to a spot where he wants to do what Klay is doing, which is be a free agent and be shopped around and have options. And maybe Steph wants to finish his career somewhere else. And you got to, as a fan, it's important to be able to put the romanticism aside and put your own feelings, as you were saying, put your feelings aside and realize that Klay Thompson at 34 is looking at the last couple of years of his career. And how does he want to end his career? Where does he want to play? Does he want to go out and try it somewhere else? I don't hold it against him if he does.
No, I don't hold anything against him, especially with how much he's talked about mental health. It's interesting to me that the way society has become aware of mental health now, that we would still look at it this way, even though the guy has openly and repeatedly this year talked about mental health. He has struggled with it in the framework of being a Warrior. That's all happened here. So, like, we're like, we love you, Klay. Well, he might not love it here anymore. I'm not saying he has any bad feelings about the way that it's been, but we're talking about now. We're talking about 33-year-old, two double leg surgery, Klay Thompson off the bench. And maybe his brain doesn't like that anymore. It sure feels that way. It feels like it has been more struggle than not the last couple of years to me when I watch him play. Let's go to Madison in the city. Hey, Madison, you're on with Willard and Dibs.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just have a quick comment. I just want to make a quick comment that I listen to you all every day. But the thing is, Klay Thompson, if he wants the Warriors to pay more money to him, then prove yourself. Like, it's like any other job. Don't sit back and say, well, I'm not going to shoot anymore because they're not going to pay me. Prove yourself, and let's see what we can do for you. That's all I have to say.
Well, and Madison, I think that's that's already happened. Like, whatever he's going to put out there with regard to what he's going to get on the market, that's already done. That's already done. And I think that this is another interesting way of looking at it. I think he thinks he did. Remember, at his exit interview, it was, see how many games I played?
Right.
Like, I can still be that everyday 20-point or a little bit less volume shooter. I can be that guy. And I just proved it. And most Warrior fans I talk to are like, nah. And I think the reason for that is because his name is Klay Thompson.
And what he's been, you're
there
right.
There you go. That's for me, is the whole key to this conversation, is that we will never see him as someone else, and he's now someone else. And so here he has to be compared to these this lofty, unbelievable future Hall of Fame statue out front guy. And that's who we want him to be, and he won't be. And that's a very difficult thing to live up to on a daily basis.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to probably live up to that, and he doesn't have to at this point in his career. And there is no graceful way for veteran players to kind of age out of the game. You don't usually have a guy play like Klay Thompson and then just decide to retire, because Klay can still do it. And he mentioned 77 games. He played a lot of minutes. He played more than 2,000 minutes. And I do think that your reaction is very much indicative of what the fans think, which, you know, Klay had a pretty good year. He averaged, you know, 17 a game, and he played 77 games, and he shot it at a pretty darn good level from three. And yet, Warrior fans are thinking about what Klay used to be, and so the reaction is a little bit of a, eh, you know, as opposed to what it would be if his name was something else.
I mean, think of
38% from three.
That's the way all of us, how many times has that statement come out of someone's mouth? Well, he doesn't defend like he used to. So what? In Klay's mind, so what? What does that mean?
Right.
I mean now, and I think it's worth $30 million. And Warrior Nation is like, yeah, but you were better 4 years ago. Well, sure. So what? So what? So what are you going to do about it? Because the other teams out there aren't going to look at it that way. That's what's make this whole thing so tough. Jeremy in Oakland. Hey, Jeremy, what's up? Thanks for calling.
So for the last 5 to 10 minutes, I've been singing Totalmente.
Good. That was pretty good, Jeremy. Very good. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. You guys aren't the only ones that do that. I laughed out loud when you started singing. I'll be disappointed but not surprised if Klay walks and gets signed with another team. I understand where part of where he's coming from, and maybe he doesn't want to be relegated to the bench for the rest of his career. But that only speaks to the player that he was and not the player that he is. So it'll stink to see him go, but I get it. Money talks, and BS walks a marathon. So,
Jeremy, thanks. Listen, if we haven't said it yet today, I think this will be hard as hell.
Yeah, no doubt. It all comes down, and our boss, Matt Nahigian, earlier was saying, you know, when the breaking news sounder hits.
Imagine the moment.
And you and I look at each other, and Grandy or Lucas, one of them has it, and they say, it's official, guys, it's a Woj bomb. Klay Thompson has signed a 2-year, $60 million deal with the Orlando Magic. According to sources, the phone lines will light up, and everyone will be lamenting the end of the big three.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be really hard. It's going to be a lot of looking back and, oh, the memories and how great. And
If it happens.
Right. When it happens.
Oh, I'm not there yet. Are you at when it happens?
I think so.
Why?
I mean, because.
Like, just Sham's comment makes it that firm that he's gone?
I've been more in that camp than just about anybody for a long time.
I think the Warriors will come hard after Klay Thompson in the absence of something else being available.
In the absence of something else being available.
Yes.
And that to me, is the biggest part of this, because.
But that's kind of like. That's
something
very,
else is going to be available.
I don't know.
I think that they're going to do everything they can to make something else happen, as opposed to give Klay however much money, $25 million or whatever. They need to get better. And bringing back Klay doesn't get you any better.
Those deals are complex.
Of course.
And will be competitive. So I don't know if it's that simple to say the Warriors are going to be so determined that they will make one of these big name things happen. I think there's interest. I think they'll go hard. I think they're obsessed with the remainder of Steph Curry's career. I still think there is a very fair chance that none of this is on the table for them. It has to be a match. A lot of times the player also has to want to go there. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to, but for instance, if you're going to acquire Brandon Ingram, you're not going to do that if Brandon's not willing to sign an extension with you.
He's got 1 year left.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. If he's like, yeah, we're going to give you Kuminga and a first-round draft pick, and we're going to do all this. And then you get Brandon Ingram, and he's like, yeah, and I'm out in a year. Like, you're not going to do that. So this has got to be a match on so many levels. Makes it hard. So I think there's a very fair chance that the Warriors will be without that option, and then will come hard after Klay Thompson. Because here's another piece of this. We're all talking about it historically and just like the thing that is Klay Thompson. Here's what else he represents. He represents something that the Warriors need more of.
Shooting.
They need more shooting. If they lose him, they need to go get like two or three more guys.
By the way, guys, really quick, talking about what else they could do, what other options do they possibly have, TJ Jones, who covers the Utah Jazz, saying that the Jazz are looking for four or five first-round picks or a star-level talent coming over for Lauri Markkanen. So that might be difficult for the Warriors to swing if that is truly the Jazz asking price.
Yeah, I see the tweet now.
Yeah.
Probably not. The offer that would be needed is probably not going to come.
They're not trading Markkanen.
To pry him from the Jazz. And remember, Pink has said to us, the current buzz is that Utah would like to continue to build around Lauri Markkanen.
Which makes sense. Totally. You got a 7-footer who can do it all. And he's, you know, right now he's only making like $14 million, but he's up for an extension, so he's going to get huge money. But at some point, Utah's got to build around somebody.
It's one of the reasons I'm a little bit wooed by this Brandon Ingram thing, and it feels newer. But, you know, these all come up every time someone's eliminated, right?
Yeah.
Like, every time someone's eliminated, we go, okay, let's talk about it. What's it going to be? Philly, are you building around Embiid again? Embiid is literally like he's like the only guy under contract. Philly is like Embiid and free agents.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Maxie's getting the max, but
Tobias, like,
he's gone.
They're all right. So, but what are they doing? Because there's a lot of hurt feelings right now with Joe. It seems like every year with Embiid, from injury to saying New York is his favorite place to ripping James Harden on a podium. All of these things. So there's that conversation. Giannis, whatever. But every time someone's eliminated, Miami gets eliminated. Ooh. You know what? Jimmy Butler might be available, okay? Phoenix is eliminated. What about Kevin Durant? New Orleans goes down. Here comes the Brandon Ingram tweet. Pelicans unlikely to offer him a contract. Of all of these guys we've talked about, he seems to be the most likely to really be available at a gettable sort of a trade package, and he's 26. And he's exactly what the Warriors need. He's got size, and he's a two. He's a classic number two.
Not sold on Brandon Ingram.
I know you're not.
I think that the effort is a little too inconsistent, and the injury history to me is a big factor.
You see effort issues.
I don't see effort. Not quite Wiggins-esque, but really? I don't see him always out there playing like a dog.
I mean, don't see that with Brandon.
Yeah. I kind of, whenever I watch him, I see a guy who could dominate a game at any moment, and at times I feel like he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because he's playing with Zion and the mix is bad. That's something that Steiny was saying that I thought was interesting.
I think they both think they're the one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Zion has had his own issues of staying on the court.
Exactly.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Your calls are always welcome. 888-957-9570. But we'll tip our hand a little bit right now. The Giants lost. The Giants suck. And we need to talk about it on Willard and Dibs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Harper to left field and deep. Conforto is going to watch it. It's gone. Second game in a row against the Giants. Bryce Harper's hit a three-run homer. Chapman to shallow right. Merrifield's got it, and that finishes off a four-game sweep.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That's our buddy Dave. Dave works at NBC Sports Bay Area. That's Dave. Dave likes to come on the roast every single week. Roast is seemingly already a big word this week. Tom Brady got roasted. Steiny and Goo got roasted. And the Giants about to get roasted.
They just got roasted in Philadelphia. Four-game sweep on a wraparound Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Loss, 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 loss. And of the four losses, hard to pick one that was the most winnable game.
Last night.
I guess.
Last night.
I mean, they rallied, kind of.
I mean, two one-run games, so it's one of those.
Yeah, but I mean...
You can leave Saturday night in the garbage can and don't ever, like, take the trash out, put it at the edge of the road right now. That was some crap. I'm not going to say I don't know what to say, because I do know what to say.
Say it.
But this is brutal. This is absolutely brutal. It's been 36 games. We can do the there's plenty of time thing.
Yep.
There is. Blake Snell might come save the day once a week.
Robbie Ray's coming.
They're so hard to watch. Last night, a man named Jackson, who nobody's ever heard of before, swinging a drive deep into the left field night, just in time to lose by one. That home run last night at the end of the game by a man named Jackson that none of you have heard of before and likely never will again. That home run represented the only time in the last 2 weeks that the Giants have scored more than three runs in a baseball game. I liked the offseason signings. You could still talk me into some of them. Sure, there's time. Is Soler going to get hot? He's always been streaky. Is Chapman going to swing through all the fastballs all year long? I don't know. Plays a mean third base over there. And sure, the defense is better. Blake Snell, has he been given even a fair shake yet for us to even get to know him? Probably not. And quite frankly, Jung-Hoo Lee is about the only thing I even like about this team. But I'm not here to defend Farhan Zaidi or, quite frankly, anyone. Melvin doesn't get a pass. Farhan doesn't get a pass. Larry, Tom, Dick, Harry, Charles, Greg, all of the one-syllable guy names who run all of this stuff, none of them, nobody, the players themselves should not get a pass. I am beyond frustrated at the inability to be exciting when you're an entertainment entity, number one, and I am beyond shocked that the Giants can't produce talent. If I had to whittle this down for me to one thing, that's my sentence. And this is this regime, and to a degree, it was the end of the last regime, too. How the hell are we still sitting here? Basically, since Lincecum, Kane, Mad Bum, and Buster, since that generation and since that dynasty, it feels like we've gotten a sum total of Patrick Bailey and Logan Webb. Like, maybe Kyle Harrison. That's what we've got. That's the talent you've produced in 8 years. For 5 years, I've sat in this city with a microphone talking about Marco Luciano and Elliot Ramos and Luis Matos, and they're still River Cats. They're still River Cats. So if you want to rip anyone in the front office for the Giants, now's the time. But for me, that's what we're talking about. It's not them being cheap. The stupid analytics thing has obviously been talked out and to a degree figured out. Gabe Kapler's not the manager anymore. Bob Melvin now is. They're not cheap. They spent this offseason almost as much as anybody. And the signings with each one individually made sense to me on paper. But you can't produce talent. You can't draft anyone. Farhan Zaidi last week just said, you know what? I think we probably need to look at adding corner outfield offensive players in the draft more than we have. You just got that 6 years in? And don't act like you haven't tried. That's exactly who Hunter Bishop is.
Yeah.
You missed. You missed. They got to draft and develop. And they can't.
Well, the part of that I am frustrated with myself is the fact that you've got Elliot Ramos playing great in AAA, yet he doesn't get a chance to come up and play here with the big club. And I know Farhan made a point of talking about his recent text message with Elliot, who said, I'm ready, just say the word, and I'll come to San Francisco, and I can help you. You mentioned this team has only scored more than three runs once in the last 2 weeks, I think you said.
Correct.
And yet, you've got a guy down in AAA who's ripping the cover off the baseball, and you've got Austin Slater up here, and we watched his at-bat tonight, or today, rather, and he was overmatched by a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. He was late, and he continues to struggle. And I know small sample, and everybody wants to small sample it. It's early May. And,
not that small.
But at some point...
not that small.
It's as small as you want to make it. And the point is, you've got guys who you've been trying to produce on the farm who have actually been playing pretty well down there. So at what point do you really let them come up and have a chance? And you mentioned Luciano before the show. He's not hitting a lot of homers, but he's starting to hit the ball much harder down in AAA. Elliot Ramos is having a great year at AAA. Everyone wants to see Matos. At what point do you stop beating your head against the wall with this pretty sad offense?
And I mean, Matos looks awful down there. He looks awful down there. So, I get it.
Yeah.
And he looked amazing last year, and then they brought him up, and people were not wowed at all. Luciano's on-base percentage is phenomenal. He probably should be called up.
Ramos's OPS is damn near 1,000.
Ramos is playing fantastic, but he has, and then he hasn't, and then he has. Like, it's not like Ramos hasn't gotten called up.
Right.
He's been up. He doesn't do much when he gets here.
Well, give him another chance, because what we have up here is a lot of bad at-bats, and you've got an offense that is, it's without much pop. And just watch Philadelphia. Even watching the game today as we're on the air, and we're not watching it as closely as we otherwise would, but Bryce Harper, Grandy played the highlight, boom, three-run homer. Schwarber, boom, home run. That's a team with bats, and they've got pop and power. This Giants team, you don't have a lot of threatening sticks in that lineup, especially without Soler, who's, I don't know if he's injured or if he's just a little hurt with the shoulder.
He's got a shoulder.
But even when he's playing, he gets home runs, solo home runs. You don't have a lot of crooked innings with this team.
No, their home runs don't matter. Their home runs come like last night when you're down 5-3 and then you get to lose 5-4. Awesome. Really cool. You were down 5-1 and then you got to be down 5-3 and then you got to lose 5-4. Cool home runs. Didn't do a damn thing. Yeah, so Lair has not had what I would consider like a big hit. A big hit at the right time. It's a double play. It's a strikeout with runners in scoring position almost every time. And that's the story of what's happened. The guy who hit three-run homers in back-to-back games against you, that was the free agent you should have gotten. And he, I believe, was willing to come. But you decided that $25 million over 13 years, you didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do those $2 million. Now the Giants are ready to be like, God, we got to really get outside the building, and we got to go spend, and we got to get some people. And that's what happens when you come from a desperate situation. It's not that I didn't like the signings, but they're probably a little bit too little too late. You waited until you had no choice. People stopped coming. Earlier in this process, you had to run numbers and you had to decide, we've got to win the deal every time. We'll spend, but only if it's exactly the way we think it fits into a puzzle. Well, that's not the way people shop when they're having fun. Nobody wants to vacation that way. Nobody wants to fit it into a box. Nobody wants to go shopping for clothes and be like, yep, got it, like $19.99. Sorry, it's $21.99. We're not doing it. You could have had Bryce Harper, and you didn't, and that was a colossal disaster because now he kicks your butt every single time we see him, and you're now chasing that guy. That was the guy. I don't think you could have gotten Aaron Judge. You couldn't have gotten Shohei Ohtani. What's his name? Stanton would have been a horrible thing. Correa, that wouldn't have worked. The guy was Bryce Harper. And I actually think you had his ear. And those $25 million over 13 years, you decided, we're not doing that. And so now, instead, you're going to do 1-2 punch of Soler and Matt Chapman. And that's nice. I'm glad you're spending. I'm glad there's effort. But the Giants are a victim of their own system. Farhan Zaidi has said from the beginning, we can spend money all we want. If it's not paired with homegrown talent, it won't work. Well, he was right about that. And they just don't have it. They do not have the talent, apparently. You know, we're right back into the same conversation that you and I have gotten into about the Niners and Warriors through the years.
Right.
The whole, like, well, give the young guys a chance. And it's like, if they don't get a chance, is it because they actually don't think they're any good? Or do they just hate young people? I don't know. There's also finances involved in this.
Right, and roster machinations as well.
Blow out Slater and Yaz. It's like those are guys making, they have contracts.
Right.
Can't just be like, you're out. But yeah, you're stuck. You need homegrown talent, and you just haven't been able to do it. It's absolutely unbelievable how long we've gone
right
without you being able as an organization to be like, we got this cool new hitter. Oh my God. When is that ever going to happen?
Well, we've talked about the names, and the names have been close, and they've come up for a little bit and not done a lot, and then now they're back down at AAA, and we all thought starting the year that Luciano is going to be a starting shortstop. He's going to be the opening day shortstop, and as spring training got underway, you realize, well, he's probably not, and then it's going to be Ahmed who comes in, and Matos, and he's not going to be ready, and Luciano still not ready, and Elliot Ramos is doing all he can to get up here, but he's not given a chance. And meanwhile, you get to watch Yaz strike out and Slater striking out and a lot of ground ball, double play balls, and by and large, an offense that is kind of like what we saw last year and not dissimilar to what we saw the year before. It's dull. This offense is dull. They don't have a lot of threatening hitters. And you made a joke earlier during one of the breaks, like, how come every Phillies player looks like Bryce Harper?
They do.
They all have long hair and these crazy beards, and they swing out of their heels,
and they all, have
and
the
they
same,
all drive the ball.
And they all have the same batting stance.
Right.
And in that ballpark, twice to three times a game, they hit the ball over the fence. Real quick, because I want to get this off too. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZH, FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.